Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Thursday, December 11th. A seven-time convicted thief from Tabor City will serve 13 and a half years in prison. Frank Bo Phillips was sentenced in Columbus County Superior Court last week. He was charged with seven different thefts this year alone, according to the sheriff's office. Look for more on this story later on our website. Selenia Vitanza of Whiteville has been charged with assault after she allegedly egged a school bus driver Monday. Warrants show that Vitanza, age 41, boarded a school bus, blocked the door, and hit the driver with eggs. The driver was not injured. Some eggs did spatter the inside of the school bus. Vitanza was taken into custody by the sheriff's office. Nakona firefighters were called to a structure fire early Tuesday. The home was destroyed, but no injuries were reported. The fire was so intense it required mutual aid from eight other departments. The cause is still under investigation. The Lake Waccamaw Town Hall saw some new faces move in Tuesday night. Matt Wilson handed over the reins to Mayor Greg Jacobs after he and other new board members were sworn in by Clerk of Court Jess Hill. Lynn Hennett and Curtis Andrews joined Commissioners Carl Bracey and Terry Littrell on the board. Littrell will remain Mayor Pro Tem, and he will also serve as the delegate for the Cape Fear Council of Governments. Filing ends December 19th for the March primaries. Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers are officially running for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Jess Hill is unopposed for the Republican nomination for clerk of court. On the county school board, incumbents Ronnie Strickland, Irvin Anzor, and Chris Worley have filed for the District 2, 3, and 4 county school board seats, respectively. They are currently unopposed. In the county commission races, incumbent Commissioner Barbara Featherston filed for the District 1 Democrat nomination. Incumbent Scott Floyd is unopposed for the Republican nod for District 7 commission. And Ricky Bullard, however, is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner District 6. Alonzo MacArthur also filed for District 6 as a Democrat candidate. Democrat Kimberly Hardy of Wilmington has thrown her hat in the ring to challenge Republican Congressman David Rouser. Now, Rouser has not filed, but he has announced his plans to seek re-election to the 7th U.S. District. Last week's rains messed up a lot of Christmas events, but they are making it up with a passion this week. Lake Waccamaw is holding its candle walk tonight at 5:30 at Town Hall. At Tabor City, the cookie crawl is Friday from 3:30 to 6:30. Cookie boxes are still available at the library and chamber office. Lake Waccamaw, Fair Bluff, and Riglewood have parades on Saturday. Bolton's parade is Sunday at 3. Wyffle's parade is Sunday at 6. Saturday is going to be a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park. They're hosting a Wreaths Across America ceremony at 9 a.m. Volunteers will then place the wreaths in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., the Christmas movie Polar Express will be shown. Santa will drop by to visit as well. At 6:30 p.m. every Friday and Saturday, the park hosts a turkey shoot. Chapman Baptist Church is going to host Brunch with Santa Saturday from 10 until 12. There'll be a reading of the Christmas stories, crafts, snacks, games, and a visit with Santa. The church is located at 504 North Howard Street. Columbus County Farmers Market Christmas event is this Saturday from 9 until 7. The Carolina Country Cruisers will host a car show from 9 until 1. Edgewood Chorus will perform at 10:30. And of course, there'll be crafts, door prizes, games, food, locally grown produce, and all sorts of fun all day long. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. For WTXY and ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.